Word parts, prefixes, and suffixes. In the last podcast, you learned how to recognize root words in their combining forms. Now we'll explore the word parts, prefixes, and suffixes. Prefixes sit at the beginning of words. They are descriptive word parts that expand the meaning of a root. In medical terms, prefixes generally alert you to size, shape, color, and status or condition of the root word. Some examples of common medical prefixes are anti, meaning opposite or against, co, meaning accompanying, dis, spelled D-I-S, meaning not or the opposite of, micro, meaning very small, and leuco, meaning white. Prefixes change the meaning of words in important ways. Take, for example, the root word equilibrium. It means steadiness or balance. Add the prefix dis in front of it and you get a new term, disequilibrium. You have created an opposite meaning to the original word. You've created the antonym that means balance is not present. Medical antonyms are frequently created by the addition of a prefix. Listen to another example. Paulette is symptomatic for the measles, but her little brother remains asymptomatic. Did you hear the prefix that changed the root word to its opposite? Symptomatic became asymptomatic. The prefix was a. Using the correct prefix has the potential to affect the life and death of a patient. For example, reporting to a physician that a patient has a regular versus irregular heartbeat can significantly impact what the physician might do for the patient. An irregular heartbeat may require prompt attention. A regular one would not. Suffixes are word parts found at the end of a word, attached to a root word or its combining form. Suffixes, or suffices as they are sometimes called, are incredibly common in language in general. They include verb endings, the S that makes words plural, and so on. In medical terminology, there are some very specific suffixes that will likely be new to you. Here are just a few examples. Ectomy, meaning removal. Oscopy, meaning viewing with a scope. Itis, meaning inflammation. To illustrate how suffixes are added to roots and affect word meaning, let's take those suffixes and combine them. For example, take the root append, add ectomy, and you have appendectomy, removal of the appendix. Add the suffix oscopy to the root colon to form colonoscopy, meaning a viewing of the inside of the colon or large intestine. Finally, take the combining form arthur and combine it with the suffix itis. The new term is arthritis, meaning inflammation of a joint. An interesting fact about suffixes is that sometimes the second root word in a compound word is referred to as a suffix. Take, for example, the medical term for an X-ray, radiograph. The term is a compound word comprised of two roots, radio and graph. Radio means ray and graph means write or record. However, sometimes when this word is deconstructed, radio is identified as the root, but graph is identified as a suffix. To improve your ability to recognize word parts and interpret them, be sure to practice. Use the activities available in the text as well as online at medicallanguagelab.com.